Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine. Ah, spring. In addition to all the other wonders this time of year brings, it's also National Book Critic Awards season, and you know we love awards. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick, who is chair of the Autobiography Committee at the NBCC, reviews two of the finalists in that category. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. A Farewell to Gabo and Mercedes is a memoir by Rodrigo Garcia, the son of the great Colombian author Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Marquez died in 2014, and this is a recollection and meditation on the period surrounding his death, as well as Garcia's mother's death 6 years later. In our deliberations, my NBCC committee focused on two aspects of this book. First, is it a handicap that it's so short, or is it beautifully compressed and perfect at this length? Also, were we interested in the book because his father was so famous, or was it because it captured something universal about losing one's parents? We decided the length of the book was perfect, and while of course it's interesting to see inside the world of Gabriel Garcia Marquez, we felt the book transcended the celebrity element. There are lots of books by the children of famous authors, but they rarely take this elegiac tone. Garcia Marquez was revered during his lifetime to the point that the family lived like major Hollywood celebrities. That can be a drag for the kids. But as my fellow critic and committee member Kate Chikypers pointed out in her write-up for the NBCC website, even as the author contends with his own formidable loss, he demonstrates remarkable compassion for the readers and fans, suffering their own sense of bereavement for a public figure who lived in the hearts of many. A Farewell to Gabo and Mercedes is a slim volume, but there's nothing slight about this book, just as any scant words exchanged between two friends in a moment of raw grief have potential to reverberate for years. Also a finalist is A Ghost in the Throat by the Irish poet Darren Nigrefa. Since she was a little girl, Nigrefa has been fascinated by a wildly romantic ballad written in 1773 by a woman named Eblin Doob about the murder of her husband. As a teenager, Nigrefa was enthralled by the idea of abandoning one's family to marry a stranger, and by the goth-sounding notion of drinking one's dead husband's blood and bringing his horse's skull home to bury in your fireplace. When she became a young mother and realized for the first time that Eblin was also a young mother, full-on obsession set in. In the breaks between reading The Very Hungry Caterpillar, Pumping Breast Milk, and Mopping Floors, Nigrefa turns again and again to her scruffy photocopy of the poem. Quote, throughout those yellow nappy weeks, when everything spun wildly in the erratic orbit of others' needs, only the lines of the cow need remained steadfast. She tracked down translations, dug for scraps of genealogy and long-erased biography, visited graves and monasteries, and began a translation herself, included at the end of the book. A Ghost in the Throat is a fascinating hybrid of memoir, criticism, biography, and history, and has irritated some feminists because it's unusually enthusiastic about domestic labor. Well, that's one thing you can count on about book critics. They love a good argument.
The books are A Farewell to Gabo and Mercedes by Rodrigo Garcia and A Ghost in the Throat by Darren Nigrefa. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or on the WYPR app. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.